Texte numéro 94. Should you delete your kids' TikTok this week? This week, a teenager might open up their TikTok feed and immediately be served a video about a hairbrush that promises to gently detangle the roughest of tangles. Or the app could show them a scene from the Israeli Supernova Music Festival, where on Saturday a young woman was put on the back of a motorcycle as her boyfriend was held by captors. Footage from Hamas's surprise attack on Israel and the retaliatory strikes it has prompted is appearing in social media feeds across the world. Videos about the conflict have drawn billions of views on TikTok alone, and queries related to it have appeared in the app's trending searches. Hamas reportedly posted the murder of one grandmother to her own Facebook page. Some schools in Israel and the United States have asked that parents preemptively delete social media apps from their children's devices in order to protect them from the possibility of seeing clips in which hostages beg for their lives. "We are warning parents to disable social media apps such as Instagram, X, and TikTok from their children's phones," reads one such statement. "Graphic and often misleading information is flowing freely, augmenting the fears of our students." Parents have good reason to be concerned. Psychologists don't fully know how watching graphic content online can affect kids, but there's enough circumstantial evidence suggesting that it's not healthy from a mental health standpoint, Meredith Ganser, a psychiatrist, told me, citing research on the viral videos of George Floyd's death in police custody. Of course, kids have long been at risk of encountering disturbing or graphic content on social media, but the current era of single feeds serving short videos selected by algorithms, sometimes with little apparent logic, potentially changes the calculus. "Firing up TikTok feels like pulling the lever of a content slot machine. Every time a user opens up the app, they don't necessarily know whether they'll find comedy or horror. Lots of kids are pulling the lever many times a day, sometimes spending hours in the app. Nor is it just a TikTok problem. Instagram and YouTube, among other platforms, both have their own TikTok-like feeds. Much of the material on these platforms is benign, but on weeks like this one, when even adults may have trouble stomaching visuals they encounter, the idea that children are all over social media is particularly unsettling." If hostage videos appear, the social media platforms are hypothetically in a position to prevent them from going viral. Platforms offer safety tools for parents. Still, social media platforms' track record when it comes to content moderation is abysmal. Some videos that are upsetting to children may find their way onto the apps, especially those posted by reputable news outlets. Adapted from The Atlantic, October 2023.